This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nice job, Brian Pizzocco, with the montage there.
Oh, boy, good stuff right there.
I think really encompassed everything that occurred. Even started with me being immature. I appreciated that. Screw you, Canada. By the way, we also haven't talked about, and Stiz, I don't know if you need a second to get it ready, the Brad Marchand comments about
Kachuk brothers.
Kachuk popping off or whatever.
I'm kind of confused on that, because were the brothers popping off before the game?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to ask.
And I haven't read anything. I mean, I haven't heard anything. I mean, I saw them pick fights to start the game over a week ago, but Marchand was basically saying that they were talking smack and giving us bulletin board material before the game, which I don't remember them saying anything.
Dan Ball, can you set this up for us?
Yes, they were. Matthew specifically was talking a little bit of smack directed at Brandon Hagel.
Oh, gotcha. I missed that.
This all started with the conversation of how they made a group chat saying they'd get into fights 9 seconds in.
Right.
Hagel responded to that. Then Kachuk responded back and said, basically, like, we don't care about bulletin board material, whole thing. So it was a response to that whole debacle.
And this is what Brad Marchand had to say after the game, very Patriot-style talk. After you win,
no. I mean, one thing. I don't ever think that politics should be in sports. And I don't think that's what sports is about. Chuck brothers. I mean, they play their game. They do what they do. Sometimes when you shoot your mouth off in the media, I mean, it bites you. You know, you can do that during the season, but when you're playing best on best, there's it's different.
That's kind of tepid.
You didn't like it?
Well, I could barely hear him first off, because so I didn't feel like he was leaned into it all that. It felt like he kind of wanted to rip them, but not really rip
them. Yeah, I agree.
And then they're shooting their mouths off.
It's like, Brad, are you mad at these guys or not? Because the tonality, it makes me think that you really don't, you're not that angry or upset about it.
It's the quiet ones you got to watch out for.
Well, and also, Brad Marchand likes to push buttons and poke people a little bit. He plays his own style. And I would also say, did it really? I mean, Matthew Kachuk, I guess if you want to say he got hurt and couldn't play, it bit him in the ass. But from a team perspective, it went to overtime and the best player on the planet scored a game-winning goal. It's not like you stomped the Americans. You didn't whoop them like you were the big brother showing them that, yeah, we didn't take that first game seriously. Now we think it's a damn fight and we're going to kill you. No. You could have easily lost. Austin Matthews scores. You go home a loser. Would that have bitten Kachuk in the butt? Or anything like, no.
I don't think they don't see it that way.
Well, and I also like it that it felt like it was a transition back into regular season. I'm a Bruin. You're a Panther. I hate you. You hate me. Let's get back to the real
hate here. I like that.
Here.
I can get down with
like,
that.
Like, sort of getting back into that world.
How do you think this tournament affects the NHL at all?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Well, the Bruins lost McAvoy. The Panthers have lost. I'm guessing Kachuk is not playing Saturday night. Like, some star players will not be on the ice. I also think some players that will be on the ice will probably be dragging a little bit, sort of half-assing it. And I don't even, maybe not even intentionally, just like kind of going to have to get back into it find a way to push themselves through. No, I think there's like, going to be some
best players on American players on these teams. I would be a little bit worried about them kind of, you're right, even the Canadian players.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I mean everybody.
All of them getting just readjusted to the NHL life.
They will be at less than 100% mentally, emotionally, physically, the whole thing coming out of this. Dan Ball.
Unfortunately, I agree in that I think the effects of this tournament are going to be almost completely negative in the after effect, because the injuries that you talk about are one, and two, I don't think the NHL is capable of capitalizing on the momentum that they got off of this. I don't think they're going to do much to their product after the fact. I want them to, but I just don't know if they're capable of it.
See,
what would they do? I'd be curious, like, how could they capitalize on it?
Well, the eyeballs, and we'll get into the ratings in a minute, but I do think, and you, maybe Fitzy said it earlier, when you watch these games, and you watch multiple games. So there were two of these USA-Canada that you might have watched a couple of the other games, whatever. Yeah. You know a guy like Hellebuck is a great goalie because you read about him. He might play your Bruins once that you watch that game. Mm-hmm. Now you've watched, you know, 6, 9, 12 periods of hockey. I feel like you get a better feel for, or even a Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews. Ooh. You know what I mean? You've
watched
them. I
didn't know who this Slavin kid was until he was basically blocking everything in his path last night.
So I think fans now have more root for or against, wherever your allegiances lie, like a more educated view of more players league-wide.
I raise my hand. I'm one of them.
And that's good.
I watch this tournament. I know more players in the NHL now than I did 2 weeks ago.
So doesn't that create more interest in the game? Because if the Bruins are playing X, you're like, oh, I remember so-and-so from the Four Nations, and maybe you watch a little differently with a little more investment emotionally, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if does it bring the fringe or the average fan all in now?
Oh, not all in. Okay. No, but like there might just, and I think that's, you're going to dissipate. So whatever, you know, interest was way up here for last Saturday night and then Thursday night, okay, you're going to lose some right off the bat. But if some of those people are like, you know what, I'm at home on Saturday night in this game, I'm going to stop on here. They may not stop long, or only 10% stop for very long. But that's 10% you might not have had. But like it's marginal growth. Yeah. I do think there is the possibility. Stiz, you said you had some numbers for us. What were the eyeball numbers on last night's final?
All right. So now, remember on Saturday when the two teams played in Canada, there was 10.1 million viewers. We talked about that yesterday. Yeah. We set the under, or you guys set the under, at 22 million viewers. You all took over.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night's numbers, 16.1 million viewers across North America.
Does that include streaming? I need I need 6 more million to get over my 20.
Find me 6 million viewers.
Find me 6 million. Is that highlights on Twitter and socials?
So it's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, 9.3 million in the U.S., 6.9 in Canada.
Oh, wow. So the percentage of Canadians watching
way worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But it's still a good number.
Smaller population.
Right?
But
it's still a good number. 16 million people.
It is.
I'll take it.
I was hoping that it's a better night for TV Thursday versus Saturday, the hype leading into the game. I would have probably thought it was in the range of 20 like you guys did. 22.
I thought 20 was in play.
It was the most watched non-Olympic hockey game of all time.
There you go.
Okay, so that's good.
That's the best they could ever ask for.
Which, reminder, it's essentially the All-Star game. That is essentially what this was. It replaced the All-Star game with a tournament, but like think of this as an All-Star game.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No, I know, but it is. Like that's what it replaced on their calendar.
Two countries All-Star game.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, there were two other countries involved, so there's four.
Sure.
About four nations.
Okay.
I was actually thinking next one should be called More Nations, and they add more to it.
There's no way there's no way they can capture what happened this year ever again, I don't think.
Ever again. Why?
Because it's just too hard, logistically. You can only have, you can't have more than four teams in a tournament, right?
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
College football went from 4 to 12. They expanded the playoffs.
In the middle of a season, you just stop and have...
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Like,
you think you can play more than four games in the middle of the season?
Well, you don't necessarily have... You could be in... what do they do for the World Cup? The little four-team brackets or whatever, and then you make it out of the...
Oh, groups.
Yeah, group.
Yeah.
The group of death and whatever. You could have groups. You don't have to play everybody. You got to make it out of your group and make it to the final or whatever.
Yeah,
or make it to the
quarterfinal. It's too much to ask these guys. I think it's too much to ask.
Is it? Because, you know, I always say this. Rising tide lifts all boats. If they get more money, if there's money involved, and they are still not, you know, we talk about the contracts all the time. Salary caps and contracts are hockey. They're good, and they're growing, but they're not anywhere near basketball or football or baseball. If this is a revenue stream and they see this growing and where it's going in the future every other year, Olympics one year, four nations the next, six nations, eight nations.
If it equated to more dollars in the players' pockets, then no problem. I don't know if we're going to see more money in players' pockets starting next year or the year after.
Well, no. That's where it takes players with vision. I'll do it for the guy 10 years from now who will get the salary cap that went up 20% or
whatever. These guys are happy to do it just for their country, baby.
Well, they are, and that's where I think they need to continue to do it. But I think everybody enjoyed it. There is certainly a downside, and I do think it's interesting. There's real hockey, real regular season hockey to be played on Saturday. The Bruins will be playing without McAvoy.
Yeah.
I think the Panthers will be playing without Tkachuk in all likelihood. Those are ramifications that I bet you some of the coaches, GMs, owners are like, wait, why'd we do this? So that my fans don't get to see their star players?
You should have seen this coming. To me, this was an obvious thing that could have happened. I'm not surprised by this happening.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up. We'll get to your phone calls on the Four Nation Final. Were you surprised at the 16 million viewers? Did you think there'd be more? Less? And we'll also get to an expanded version of Odds and Ends. A lot has happened this week. There's a lot of things we need to get to. Little stories that sort of fell through the cracks Tuesday through Friday. We're going to get to those up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball and Trending.